T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Zoltan, hey, how you doing, man?
What's happening? I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. It's a little bit overcast over here in Seattle, but you know what? We're getting through it.
What is Seattle? When is it not overcast? It's Seattle, man.
Well, the thing is that, you know, Mother Nature's kind of doing a thing here. She's on and she's off. We had 70 degrees not 2 days ago, and now we're just here, over here in the stormy weather again. And
yeah.
Then you're over in, you're in, like, Indianapolis, is that right?
Yes. I don't even know. I didn't get on the bus yet. I have no idea. I'm that guy today, like, Cleveland. Oh, you're not in Cleveland.
Yo, man.
And whatever it is.
Just woke up and they handed you a phone, huh?
Yeah.
Right on, man. I am talking to Zoltan Bathory of Five Finger Death Punch. Their new album, Injustice for None, is out now. They're kicking off their amphitheater tour right here in Seattle on July 16th with Breaking Benjamin and Bad Wolves. Man, are you just tired of doing interviews yet or what?
No, actually, tell you the truth, is like what happens all the time. We have the interview police, you know, management is what usually shuts us down. So I just keep talking, even when the phone, everybody already hung up, and I keep talking. So you don't have to worry about it.
You just kind of keep on droning on. I dig it, man.
I don't stop.
This is the 7th album you guys have put out since Way of the Fist was released like 11 years ago. You've been on tour throughout most of that time, and you guys have brought the energy at every show that I've been to. Like, I haven't seen a bad show from you guys yet. How are you still moving, man? Where do you find that energy?
Man, well, you know what? This is the kind of thing where, you know, this is what we wanted to do in our whole life. Mm-hmm. Every single person in this band, you know, we all fought for this. You know what I mean? Like, we were, none of us were born with a silver spoon, if you know what I mean.
So, right.
So it was an uphill battle for every single one of us, right? Especially for Ivan, you know, who sort of was a street kid, almost like growing up in foster homes and on the street. Me coming from a communist country, you know what I mean? And I was like, man, if communism didn't kill me, man, nothing will. Right? So basically, you know, fighting all the way here, when you got let into the, you know, to the door, this is the time when finally we have a chance, finally in the right lane, then you're going to just put your foot in a pedal and you're not going to let off.
Exactly.
That's exactly what we're doing. You know what I mean? Once we had our first record out, we just stepped on the pedal and never stopped. And we never, you know, you have to... You know, you're never going to. It's just what it is.
I like it, man. You guys are constantly recording. You're always on the road. Sometimes you're actually recording on the road. You guys are always putting in work. When was the last time that you just took a day off and saw a movie, man?
Oh, you know what? It's like, it doesn't really work for me, you know? I try this whole thing like, well, let me get a hammock and a couple of margaritas and then let me lay on the sun in Hawaii. And it takes about 35 minutes before I'm kind of started getting annoyed. Like, okay, dude, I got to do something, you know? It's just what it is because again, as I said, like when you have to fight for everything, you know,
right?
You sort of become that person. So I realized that, do I have an addiction? Yeah, I work. I like working. I like the team. I like the chess game. I like creating. I like doing things. And you know, and I have a massive bucket list that I'm checking out. Like, oh, I want to be a pilot. Okay, check. I want to be a monster truck driver. Okay, check. And you know, and it just keeps going and going and going. So. That's my thing, you know, that I have to keep accomplishing those things. And once you become that person, you can't really change it, you know?
Right.
It takes extreme determination for somebody to be successful. But in the process, you become that person. That's all you know. You don't take a step back. You fight, and just go forward. And you can't help it. This
right.
is what happens to the veterans, you know? When they go and they see some action, and they come home, that's what PTSD is actually coming from, mainly, that, you know, they have these skills and they have this mindset, like, let's go, let's do this, you know? And when that goes away, the silence is what drives them crazy.
Sure. See, and I had that feeling about you. I had the feeling that you were the workhorse of the band, because I know you really aren't ever sitting down, man. When you're not on stage, you're usually blowing something up in a video, man. Like you said, you were in the monster truck. You guys were out driving a tank. You're always shooting guns. You were doing the Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Are you still doing that?
Yeah, well, hell yeah. I'm the best man, yeah.
Nice, man. You got a Ferrari with an AR-15 gun rack. I just saw that thing today, man.
But, you know, I have race cars and sports cars, but just to be a punk, you know, I just put in I have an orange Lambo, so I'm getting an orange AR-15, and I put an orange, you know, gun rack in there just to be a punk.
Nice, man. So what's your favorite toy that you had, man? Honestly, I was jealous that you got to drive that monster truck, man. If I was in the band, I'd be chomping at the bit to get inside that thing. What's your favorite toy that you've got, or what's the one that we haven't seen that's in the works other than the orange Lambo that you were talking about there?
Well, I mean, the monster truck, I did 7 professional races, so I'm on a team. You know, Jimmy Creighton and 2 Extreme is a professional team. They own Monster Jam, so they're like, you know, Jimmy Creighton was the world champion, you know, and I learned from him. You know, he basically built a truck for me, so every time I'm not on the road, which is, you know, I'm always on the road, mm-hmm. but anytime when I have a moment of a little break and he has a race that I can go to, then I go and actually race the monster truck. So, you know, I did crash once, so I have my crash cherry pop too. So, you know, so I drive that all the time. I fly planes, I have about 300 hours, and, you know, at one point when I have a little bit of a moment, I have to do my ground school so actually I can get my pilot license. I'm still doing the jiu-jitsu, you know. Anytime I can compete, I go and fight, you know. I got 3rd place in the world championship. I still need to get a gold medal somehow, you know. They don't come easy. You have to fight for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm just putting, you know, the check marks on on my bucket list.
Living the life, man. Good God. Yeah. Again, I don't see where you can find the time anymore. You're always on the bus. You're recording, and then you're a jiu-jitsu world champion and all this. Damn, man. New album, Injustice for None, is out now. One thing that's always fascinated me is the staff that you guys bring around. You've got your trainer that comes around with you. You know, not just all the technical guys. I know that some bands they'll bring masseuses along with them. You guys are always running around, jumping, headbanging on there, and I've thrown my neck out just doing one concert. So do you guys like have a chiropractor that you have offset that gives you guys an adjustment after the show or anything like that?
Actually, we do. We actually do have, you know, especially for Jeremy. You know, Jeremy is behind the drums and paddling. Like, he has a bicycle race every single show, basically.
Yeah.
You know, so he, you know, he always, anywhere he goes with his masseuse and whatnot. So we have a masseuse on staff that, you know, who's helping, and then, you know, I travel with my jiu-jitsu mat, and, you know, most of the time, well, almost all the time, or secondary guys are always, you know, black belt jiu-jitsu guys. You know, right now I have a second degree black belt jiu-jitsu, and he's also a very high army combative, you know, hand-to-hand combat instructor for the army and a couple of, you know, ABC agencies, right? And so I can train.
That is too cool.
We always try to, you know, hit everything that we can. So everybody is multitasking everything that we can. You know, everything we set up has a second, third, and fourth purpose.
Right.
That's kind of what we hobby, you know. 24 hours is not really enough, but we make use of it, I'll tell you that.
You make it work. So I was thinking about your guys' life on the bus. You know, everybody has traveled before. I've taking my own personal road trips. I even took a flight down to Houston. One thing that always, you know, eventually happens, fate eventually pulls our ticket, we get that nightmare scenario. You know, the bus breaks down, there's flight delays. I personally took a weekend trip down to Houston. I ended up getting flooded out and was delayed for like 14 hours. So I got to assume that a guy who's been on tour for the past 11 years, you guys have had something go completely wrong. So what was your big nightmare scenario there?
Oh, I mean, it you know, of course it happens. You know, there were some crazy scenarios and something always happens. And I'll tell you the truth, if I just started to concentrate on the negatives and the crazy stuff that happened, I could probably write a couple of books about it, you know. But if we try to not to, you know what I mean? It's part of life. Sometimes things go sideways. And there was just some insane stuff. I remember we were flying back from, we were actually in the Middle East. We were in Iraq. We were playing for the troops. Yeah, we were playing for the troops, and, you know, it's a long freaking flight, you know, so you have to fly from here to Germany to Kuwait to Iraq. That last part is a military transport, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what you have to know about the military, these guys, you get up 4 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock is the flight. It's super early every time.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we were flying back from Iraq, and we got popped in Germany because what happened, you know, we had this stage set that we had these massive, you know, 50-cal machine guns as props, right?
Okay.
And on a microphone, there are brass knuckles and whatnot, and you know, but they were props. They were not actual real machine guns, but they, you know, they replicas, right?
Sure.
And in Germany, we got surrounded by the police on the airport. Imagine poor guys when the scanners are going through and they're looking at an empty Browning, you know.
Yeah, right.
Going through these scanners. Like, what the hell is this?
Looks like there's a full-on assault at the airport.
Oh, yeah. We got arrested at the airport for, you know, and they basically took us to the police station at the airport and questioning, you know. We had to pay, you know, they took away all the brass knuckles that was tied to the microphones and whatnot. So that was a pretty interesting scenario for me.
How'd you get out of that, man? How much time that set you back?
Well, we were there for a couple of hours, like four or five hours on the station. They did their report and whatnot. And then they started to realize, like, oh, those are not real. And, you know, but the brass knuckles, they took them. That's illegal in Germany. So we had them on the microphone and whatnot. So they took all that.
Oh.
Had to pay the fine and whatever, right?
I think they were just a fan. They wanted to take the microphone, you know, man.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, there are some countries, like, for example, if you know, like a lot of hard rock metal guys wear these bullet belts, right?
Sure.
Like, even if if you wear a bullet belt and you have this idea that you're going to fly to, let's say, Dubai, expect to be arrested for that. You know what I mean?
Really? Just the ammunition?
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah. So, you know, so there are certain things that, you know, you have to be aware of, and just the crazy stuff happens. I mean, it's just part of life. We listen to this stuff because to me it's like, yeah, well, okay. If it didn't happen, I didn't get to experience it. So,
hey. Gotcha. Zoltan Bathory of Five Finger Death Punch, your new album, Injustice for None, is out today. They're kicking off their summer amphitheater tour right here in Seattle on July 16th. Zoltan, thank you for spending some time and talking with me this morning, man.
Absolutely. And thanks for the support. It's, you know, I'm coming back there, and we have a lot of fans in Seattle, man. In the very beginning, you know, we already had full house there. When the was barely known. Every time he went, it was full house. So you never forget that.
Nice, man. We're excited to see you. I know that for sure. So, all right, man. Thanks for talking to me.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right, man. Later.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.